Indiana University hosts Sex Fest event featuring BDSM demonstration. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 7, 2020. Indiana University Bloomington hosted its annual Sex Fest on campus, which featured kink, sex toys, as well as bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission, BDSM, demonstrations. One student's video captures a man publicly paddling a woman tied to a St. Andrew's cross in a dorm hall. A three-day event known as Sex Fest was recently held at the Indiana University Health Center, and has involved the showcasing of various sex toys, BDSM materials, as well as a BDSM demonstration in which a woman was seen being flogged while tied to a BDSM cross, according to a report by Campus Reform. The report added that the Sex Fest event is sponsored by the university. A portion of the BDSM flogging demonstration was caught on video and posted to Twitter by Indiana University student Congressman Matt Ammon, who noted that the kinky display was held in an open room of a dorm hall on campus. Watch below. The event reportedly included a kink workshop and information regarding the safe usage of a variety of sex toys. Sex Fest was also equipped with a panel about the personal stories of people who practice BDSM, and several tables showcasing whips, paddles, dildos, and other educational material involving BDSM, according to photos of the event that were obtained by Campus Reform. The report added that one of the tables at the event featured a flyer asking students to circle things you know you want and cross out things you know you don't want. In one category, labeled bondage, attendees could choose among rope, leather/cuffs, cages, and collar/lead. In another category, labeled sensation play, students could choose among electricity, hair pulling, scratching, mind fucks, and exhibitionism. Another table reportedly listed various types of nipple toys, which included clothespin, nipple pump, nipple lasso, magnetic clamp, adjustable clamp, clover clamp, nipple tweezer, and hand. Indiana University spokesperson Chuck Carney insists that BDSM safety is an educational topic frequently requested by students. Our public health researchers have found some evidence to suggest that people are engaging in a broader range of sexual activities, and as a result, it is the IU Health Center's mission to make sure they practice it safely, following the BDSM community's principal tenets of safe, sane, and consensual, Carney told Campus Reform. The spokesperson added that the event was funded by the university. "The university is wasting taxpayer funds and student tuition," said Ammon to Breitbart News. "The media and families can't turn a blind eye to what is happening on college campuses." The school's Sex Fest has partnered with a recurring sexual health fair known as Cupcakes and Condoms, according to the school's student newspaper, the Indiana Daily Student, which added that event attendees were also given free t-shirts that read, "I love sex," as well as offering free HIV testing. Indiana University is not alone in hosting an event like Sex Fest. Universities across the country have been known to host similar annual events, typically referred to as Sex Week, which involve educating students on topics that range from BDSM to abortion, under the guise of conventional sex education. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram,